because of Greta Thunberg, because of David Attenborough, there's an increasing awareness around the country that this is a really serious issue and we have to deal with it. So hopefully it is a green wave.
There has been a perception that people will show an interest in the Green Party and people will take an interest in green issues. But when it comes to going into that booth, a lot will return to type and vote for one of the main parties. Do you think this time it's different? Is there a real sea change?
I really hope so. I think everybody realises that the impact is going to affect everyone. It's not just going to affect people in D4. And if the UN is right and we only have 10 years to sort this out, that leaves two elections, this election and the next election. And the indications are from the elections in 2019 and elections across Europe, people are changing their minds. They're not sticking with the traditional parties. They're deciding to swing to the Green Party. So I'm very hopeful that that will be the case here as well.
You'll be fighting the coming general election on two fronts, in a sense. You'll be fighting it on that wider climate issue, the global issue, as it were. But you'll also be tackling local issues, and you've made it quite clear that you won't be shirking those issues.
That's correct. There's a broad range of local issues that are high priority for everybody across the county. So access to healthcare would be a big deal. And transport's been a big issue. Recently, for example, in Inishowen, the bus transport to LYAT was almost cut. So those are hot-button topics for voters locally, so we'll be addressing those, but with the big focus being on the climate crisis and how to tackle that.